Welcome to Zuma Worldwide's Health Education Conference Call. This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice. Please enjoy today's call.
Hi, folks. Again, I want to thank you for being here tonight. And, of course, this is Zuma's Health Education Call. Got some good information lined up tonight, as always, and I get to spend some time with a lady who is a member of Zuma's Scientific Advisory Board, and she is somebody who spends her day-to-day life in her practice, her personal practice there in the great state of Georgia, helping individuals like you and I enjoy more health abundance at her health practice called the Olive Leaf. And we're always excited when she's got a little time to take out of her schedule to share some wisdom with us, and I believe tonight's definitely going to be one of those nights, especially considering the topic matter she's got prepared for us. So I want to make sure she's on line with us. Dr. Melissa Bennett, are you here?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hey, Dr. Melissa. Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
Awesome. I really want to thank you guys again for joining tonight's call. And, you know, we're going to talk about something that's everywhere right now, and honestly, I think since the 1970s or something, probably the topic, everybody talks about detoxification. But the problem is, you know, you hear about it because you hear about, like, detox teas, you've got juices, you've got these juice cleanses, these water fasts, but you got to figure out, again, in natural health, like, what's real and what's hype. And more importantly, what actually does help your body clean out toxins and actually feel better? So let's talk about detox. And, you know, I have a lot of patients that come through and they'll come in and they'll be doing things that are healthy for them. And they assume that they're very healthy, but, you know, everything in moderation, like I always say. But sometimes you'll have people that really, you know, focus on doing a lot of water fast, a lot of juice fasting, and to achieve detoxification. And sometimes people just want to fast. I know the big thing right now is like intermittent fasting. And it's healthy. There's nothing wrong with it. But if you're doing it to lose weight, let's say you're fasting just to lose weight, there's a point when your body decides it's not going to lose weight. It's going to actually say no, and it's going to kind of go into that starvation mode because it's too much the restriction for too long. And then your body starts to say, hey, the BMR rate, which is your basal metabolic rate, starts to kind of conserve energy, and then it goes into the survival mode, and then the body thinks food is scarce, and then it just slows down the whole fat-burning thing, and you'll just hold on to fat, and you'll hold on to it right around your midsection. You know, it's like good, but it can be too good. Here's the thing, you know, when we're talking about fasting, we're not really going to talk about that tonight. We're going to talk about detox because fasting is a form of detox, but we really want to get into kind of what is your body doing when it's detoxing and is it giving you what you actually need or is it going to make you feel worse? Because I think that's part of the problem. People think when they're detoxing that they're going to feel bad automatically, but if you're doing it correctly, you should not. So you have to remember, Ken, your body already detoxes every single day. It doesn't wait for you to go out and get a juice cleanse. Your liver, your kidneys, your colon, your lungs, your lymph system, and your skin are constantly working to get rid of waste. So detox isn't like a special thing that we should only do in January because that's when people say, hey, I got to detox, you know, twice a year. It's a daily process, but, you know, because the body gets overwhelmed, especially with all the stress and processed foods and chemicals in our environment, we have lack of sleep and lack of movement, and then our bodies can't do what it's naturally designed to do. And that's when our detox pathways need to have some extra love. And I'm going to kind of address different areas in your body because people think only liver. They think, well, I've got a liver. That's my detoxification organ, but that is not just, it's not just the liver, although the liver is the head honcho. The liver is the big dude. But I would consider the liver like a captain, and it takes toxins and it processes them in stages to make them less harmful and easier to get out of your body. This is why people, when they're drinking alcohol in moderation or not at all, it might be a good idea because the liver is so cool. It's one of the best organs we have. It can regrow even if it only has 25%. It is an amazing I mean, God must have knew, he knows, like, they're going to mess up that organ. Let's just give it, like, we can regenerate it. And it is so cool because you can regenerate your liver if it only needs, you know, only needs 25% to regrow. But some people, I don't want anyone to run with that and go, okay, I have 75% of my liver left, let's party. Because you don't want to do that. Because you've got to still take care of your liver. Your liver is very important, but it's a really cool organ like that. The next organ that you look at is your kidneys, because we know kidneys filter waste, and you you want to make sure when you get a blood test to get something called a GFR, and that is your, it's actually the way your kidneys are functioning. You want to have that level above 60, hopefully way above 60. If it starts getting below 60, then that means you might have some kidney dysfunction going on, or if you're borderline, that means that, I need to support that organ. So 60 on a GFR test is what you want to look for to make sure that your kidneys are functioning really well. Your colon, everyone thinks about that with elimination. But, you know, there's these colon hydrotherapists, and they're all out there. And you know what? If you're having to visit one and you're going all the time, because I know they like to set people up on a series of that of those things, then you need to figure out, well, why? Right? Why am I having to go all the time? Doesn't mean you don't go. It just means you need to figure out something's going on if your elimination is not doing what it needs to do. I was at a meeting one time with a GI doctor who was doing a meeting, and he said in medicine, it's 21 days before they consider someone actually constipated. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's just crazy. But that's to get the official diagnosis. But as we know, you can feel constipated even if you don't go daily. So colon is a big thing that you always have to focus on, make sure it's working the way it needs to work. The next thing is your lungs. Obviously, we breathe in toxins all the time. I am so big on telling people, just don't have the little air freshener things plugged into the walls all the time. I mean, every once in a while, maybe, but really not. I mean, it's just not. Anything that you take through your olfactory system, that's your where you're breathing in, those little things that hang up in your car, like Christmas trees that people put up, your liver, your organs, everything's still having to detox that stuff. It doesn't just go in nowhere. It goes into your body. So you want to kind of do some good housekeeping and say, you know what, I'm not going to have a bunch of scented things around all the time. Even though it smells good, it's not necessarily there constantly. You know, if you have, like, cooked salmon and you want to stick one in the wall, you know, because your house smells really like fish, that's a different story. But if you're just using them constantly, you really need to switch over to something like essential oils. And they actually do have a little plug-in thing that goes into the wall, and you can put, you know, order some pure essential oils and put them in there. I think that's a good idea. But again, when we smell things, when we inhale it, not the best way, because that is a detox pathway. In fact, there was a documentary, Ken, about 10 years ago, and it was called Breast Health, and it was about a man who sold perfume. The perfume he was smelling was turning into a hormone disruptor, and he grew breasts. So that's how powerful things that we take into our lungs can be. We don't even think about that. The next thing is your skin. Your skin, obviously, is your largest organ. It helps release toxins through sweat, and you know, it's another thing. I had a woman I was speaking to because I do remote consults. She was in Louisiana, and she has stage 4 cancer. And while I was talking to her, and she's telling me I was going through her environmental things, and she's like, oh, yeah, I bathe every day in Dawn dishwashing liquid. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm like, there is right there. It says carcinogenic. It's on. You can just pull up the ingredients and cross-check that. And I'm thinking, you know, not that Dawn caused the cancer, but if you're bathing in something that is not allowing your body to actually detox because you're taking it into your system, you got to be careful with that. Same thing with lotions. Lotions are great. They look good on the surface. They'll be like vitamin A, vitamin D, but you got to turn it over, and you need to take your lotion and go to, I think it's called EWG, and that's where you can put the name of the product in. It'll give it a health score. So you'll know if it's actually a carcinogenic product that you're putting on your skin or ingesting. And it's just really good to be able to look that up. I think that's really important. And then you take control back, because we're being marketed to all the time, and we just assume it's good when really we need to look at it and say, wait, we need to do some investigation. Your lymphatic system is the big part of your detoxification pathways. That does not move on its own. It needs to actually be moved by dry skin brushing, or in my office now I've added infrared sauna, I've added EWOT, which is exercise with oxygen therapy, and I've added a vibration plate for your lymph system, because all those things are going to help people, you know, get good oxygen and also start to detoxify, which is so important. Another thing, when we talk about, you know, detoxing, I mentioned all those organs, and it's really talking about how do we support all these systems in a coordinated way, and it's not just by drinking juice and thinking, okay, everything's going to work out. So you want to zoom in first on the liver, because that's, like I said, that's like the captain. And liver detox happens, people don't realize this, in three phases. This is where most people and most popular detoxes do this go wrong. Phase one is called activation, and that's when the liver starts to break down toxins. It uses a special group of enzymes that turns them into something called intermediate metabolites. And here's the catch, though. The intermediate forms are sometimes more toxic than the original. So here you go doing something. You're going to get your body starting to detox, but you're actually getting stuck right in the middle there with something that has already converted over to something more toxic than what you started out with. So, Ken, I do have a question for you. Have you ever seen someone start a detox and then end up feeling worse, like they'll have headaches, they'll have fatigue, or they'll start breaking out?
Oh, yeah. In fact, that's one of the things that we are commonly sharing with people when they're first starting on X2O, because obviously we get that deep cellular hydration. And when we do that, not only do we deliver some great minerals and nutrition to those cells, but simultaneously we're pushing out some waste material from those cells that's been sitting around a while. And so it's interesting, you know, we sometimes will caution people, especially if they are coming to us with, you know, less than great health, and say, listen, you're going to start probably experiencing a little detoxing, and that could manifest in headaches. It could manifest in more frequent trips to the restroom, a little bit of breakout on your skin that either looks like, you know, acne or maybe a little bit of what looks like a rash. But, you know, we always caution people, don't freak out. Embrace that. That is your body's way of starting to eliminate some junk that it's probably been holding on to for longer than it wanted, and now you're finally giving your body a pathway and permission to get rid of that. And so that's actually one of the things that we commonly talk to people about, and obviously occasionally get phone calls at Zuma's corporate headquarters that where people say, hey, I started using, you know, X2O as an example. And sometimes we can, of course, detox from other things as well, but you know, X2O is a great example of that, and people say, is this normal? And I'm like, yeah, embrace that. That's a good thing.
Yeah, because their bodies, and you'll notice that some people will not have any detox reaction and other people will have a more substantial detox reaction. So what they're doing is they're starting to, that, like you said, open up those channels of detoxification, and they're pushing themselves kind of into that phase one area. So if you run into people like that, they need to have a little more support. So they would need to have a little more B vitamins, glutathione, which is a, you know, a really great thing for the liver, vitamin C, vitamin E, and plant compounds. So you can get those in like berries, citrus, green tea, things like that. So if you take Zuma's products, and you can, sometimes people may need a little bit more support with a, even when they're on X2O at the beginning, with an extra product, even like the Life Source vitamin, something that can help them get those nutrients in, and then start incorporating, you know, more of the berries, citrus, things like that, the plant compounds to help them get through that. So it can take them into phase two. And that's where the liver actually neutralizes activated toxins. So what it does, it attaches these molecules to them so that they can be excreted safely out of the bottle. They can actually be excreted safely out of your body. So if you're looking at that, you're looking at something, it's called conjugation, and there are several different pathways there. And one is methylation, the other one is sulfation, and then, like I mentioned, that glutathione, which is really important. And they each need different nutrients to kind of help them kind of go from phase one to phase two and eventually into phase three. And, you know, the thing that I tell patients to get checked as well, and I check this at the Olive Leaf, how are their methylation pathways? There is a gene called the MTFHR, and it's kind of like one of the things that people know about and some people don't, but it's really important because that's how your body actually methylates things. And that's really good to know when you're just in life in general, because you want to make sure that your body is getting the you know, right kind of B vitamins and things like that. So this is where traditional water, like if someone's just drinking water, not X2O. X2O is a little different because X2O obviously is a lot different. It has all the trace minerals in the water, and you actually absorb the water. So you're getting healing actually from the water itself, because I tell patients, like, I dropped a butter bean down my sink with an X2O sachet, and a bean sprout grew out of my sink. I felt like Jack and the Beanstalk. I was like, this is the craziest thing I ever saw. But it started to grow because it has those trace minerals in there. And we know when we tear one open, it blows up a Diet Coke. And you can put a specific kind of light bulb in there for electrolytes. So this is like amazing water, you know, from the coral reef. That being said, if someone just goes on a complete water fast or a juice fast, they may be missing that little thing from phase one to phase two to phase three, because phase two needs amino acids. And amino acids basically means protein, or comes from protein. And you need sulfur-rich foods like garlic, onions, magnesium. You need those healthy fats. So if you're not getting those in your diet, especially during a detox, you're not going to give your liver what it needs to finish the job. So you might feel foggy. You know, that's what you were talking about, people feeling kind of foggy, you know, fatigued, they'll be moody, they can break out. It just means that body's starting to detox, but they need to put some extra support in there to help it go through those three phases. And this is why I love adding Nature's Body Cleanse, because it's gentle, it's a full body formula. It doesn't just flush you, it actually supports your liver, your colon, your lymph system, and your kidneys. So it's like, if you're starting on Nature's Body Cleanse, it's going to be a really good thing to do, because it's, like it says, it's a whole body tune-up. It's not just a gut flush. And people realize, you know, that's where you go phase one, you're starting off phase two, and then you get into phase three, and phase three is all about elimination. So now you've got the toxins activated, you've neutralized them, but now you got to, you know, get them out. So phase three is how those toxins leave your body. And they leave it through bile, urine, stool, and sweat. So if you're constipated, if you're not drinking enough water, and you're not moving your body, and you're not sweating, those toxins will actually get reabsorbed into your bloodstream. And that creates a vicious cycle. That's why phase three, you have to be hydrated. You have to have fiber, bile, support, and you have to be moving. And this is why detoxification isn't a short-term thing. It's a lifestyle. That's why X2O is beautiful, because you're putting it in there on an ongoing basis, and it's not like an amazing, I don't want to say it's not amazing. It's amazing in its own right, but it's not like one of those, like, focus up where you take it and you feel it. You're taking X2O because you're trying to maintain the foundation of detoxification. You're trying to keep that the hydration going, you know, every day, so that you're adding in the fiber. You're moving, it's just part of the foundation. That's why you have to use that. That's why detoxing isn't like, okay, I'm going to eat garbage for 6 months, and then I'm going to go do a really good detox. It's more about thinking about it on a daily activity that you're doing just to keep your body healthy. And one of my favorite tools for this also is the Silver Max liquid, because sometimes when you're doing a detox, right, you're not just dealing with toxins. You're dealing with things like bacteria, fungus. You're dealing with viral stuff and even, you know, parasites and things like that. So people don't even realize they're carrying those. At the Olive Leaf, I do GI testing, so I do send out these kits so people can find out, like, what's going on in their gut. It's a GI map, and we're able to look at all of that. But Silver Max helps support your immune system, and it can make a huge, huge difference when you're in the detox phase, because especially for people that have, like, chronic sinus issues, they have skin issues, or just unexplained fatigue. So this is, you know, one of those products that you don't think about with detox, but it's so important. So, Ken, have you ever had someone use, like, Silver Max and then say something like, wow, my sleep or my focus or my skin, you know, got better?
Yeah, we do get those kind of testimonies. And, you know, you think about it, and the one thing that I think we're saying, but we're not actually saying it, is that when we're asking the body to rid itself of toxins, when we're making efforts to try to detox, like we're talking about tonight, we also have to acknowledge that we're also, when we're doing that, we're kind of putting the immune system on high alert, because as the body is working to rid itself of things that can be harmful if left in the body long term, it, you know, our immune systems, of course, as you know, Melissa, have to be strong enough, right? They've got to be resilient enough in order for us to eliminate those toxins. And if not, you know, our bodies are a little resistant to that. So what I love about the Silvermax is it really kind of, it's like, I use the expression, it's kind of like sending in the cavalry. It's kind of like your immune system is normally, if it's strong and it's healthy, can handle these detoxes, you know, fairly efficiently. But if you're trying to detox from something serious, like you said, bacterial, viral, fungal, sometimes your immune system just isn't capable of getting the job done, you know, completely, because of either other things that are suppressing the immune system, or maybe it's just something that's that serious that, you know, your immune system is not winning the battle. And when you use something like a Silvermax, especially in a detoxing process, it just gives your body that much more ability, in my opinion, to complete those detoxes and do it in a way where you're not putting your immune system at tremendous risk.
Yeah, I love that. And that's a key factor, because you're right. You have to have your body with the nutrients and everything that it needs to do the actual detoxification. So when someone just does a water-only fast, that's going to help their digestion. They will feel good when they're just drinking water. Their digestive system is taking a break. It's like, ooh, I'm going to take a vacation for a minute. But when they start to starve themselves of the key nutrients, especially for phase 2 and 3, they're not going to get through all of the detox pathways. And juice cleanses are really nice, too, to kind of, you know, help your digestive system. And they're going to give you antioxidants. But a lot of times they're loaded with sugar, and they don't contain any protein. So, again, you activate your toxins in phase 1, but you leave your toxins in phase 2 kind of stranded there, and that's like opening up a can of worms and just not dealing with it. So that's why sometimes people will feel worse on a cleanse, and they need to kind of realize that if they're trying to do anything for a detox purpose, they have to have other cofactors in there so that they'll need extra support. And that's why the cellular detox and repair, you know, even if your liver is doing a great job, you still got all the stuff. You got the waste, the damage, inflammation, all of this stuff is happening in the cells. So, and if you've ever dealt with like infections, like mold, Lyme, or anything, and I don't want to say, you know, what, there's certain things out there, there's certain disease processes that people will come into my office with, and I do not treat them. But what I do is I help the body get to the best it can be. So I feel like the Army or whatever that old commercial is. I'm going to get your body to be the best that it can be so that whatever you're dealing with, and we're not talking about disease. And when you think about disease, you think about dis and then ease. Your body's not in an ease state. It's basically in a place where it's got way out of balance. So you have to focus on getting it reset. And that's where natural selection comes in. And that's really amazing to kind of restore that healthy cellular function, because it supports the blood, it clears out the waste, the debris, it's supporting oxygen delivery, and it's why people with tough conditions, with different things going on in their life, there's so many different things we can look at, but we don't want to talk about the disease, we want to talk about the cause, or we want to figure out what is the root and start building the body up from there. And that's why people start to feel better when they start taking it. I know, Ken, that you've had some really strong feedback on natural selection.
Well, yeah. I mean, if we think about it, you know, whenever we're loaded with toxins or whenever we get something that really takes a hold of our body, it can create havoc. And one of the things that we know that can happen is we can get abnormal cell growth. Let's just put it that way. We can have cells that are damaged or diseased that start growing, you know, and not normally dying off like they should through the natural life cycle of a typical cell. And when that happens, obviously many of us, you know, now have a much more serious concern on our hands. And so what's great about, you know, your natural selection is it's not necessarily for a lot of people a daily use product, but it's that specialty product. It's that one that when you've got something serious happening, especially if it's because of, you know, a toxin buildup in the body and now things are starting to go wrong cellularly, that's where natural selection really shines. I mean, as some of you probably already know listening, we call that an energetic cellular rejuvenation product. And we do that because it has the ability to go in and find either damaged or diseased cells to encourage them from a nutritional pathway to help those cells complete more of a normal, natural death cycle, which is very common in the way it's supposed to happen, rather than continue to grow and repopulate more bad or unhealthy cells. The other thing that's interesting is we've even had testimonies with people who were having all kinds of health issues, Melissa, that didn't know what was going on and come to find out they had Lyme's disease. You know, that's sadly mm-hmm. the way it goes, right? You know, they exhaust many other options, and then they go, oh, my goodness, you must have Lyme's disease. So we've actually had testimonies of people using natural selection where they've used that, and suddenly the symptoms of their Lyme's disease start to disappear. And that's, again, something that, you know, you've got a toxin in your body from a tick, and you're trying to get it out of your body. And here, natural selection for several people has actually been one of those things in that particular case that's done a great job to help them.
That's awesome. And I think that's the key is really when you want to look at, you know, just overall health and when do you need to detox. When you think that your detox systems are compromised, you're going to look at things that how you're feeling. You're going to look at, do you feel tired even after you sleep? Do you get frequent headaches? Is your skin breaking out or is it staying inflamed? Do you have bloating, constipation? Do you feel foggy or moody? Do you get irritated by smells, perfumes, or cleaners? And do your hormones feel out of whack? So those are all signs that your body's trying to detox, but it actually needs more support. And I'm going to go very quickly because I know we're at the end of this, but this is just how you detox every day, like a real detox. So it looks like this. You're going to eat whole foods, rich in color, fiber, and nutrients. You're going to drink your X2O, not just plain filtered water. You're going to support your liver function. You can use things like milk thistle or dandelion tea as a natural diuretic. That's really good. You're going to eat clean protein, if you can, to support your amino acid pathways. You're going to get sweaty. I always say that's an FSA, fun, sweaty activity that you want to find that you enjoy, either with movement or like an infrared sauna. You're going to use dry skin brushing or rebounding, those little trampolines that you can pick up at Walmart. You can just jump on that. That's going to get that lymph system moving. And dry skin brushing, if you go to theoliveleaf.com, you can just Google the olive leaf. I have directions on my website on how to do that properly. And most importantly, you got to sleep well because your brain and your liver do most of their detoxing while you're asleep. That's the big thing. And as far as a daily detox tip, start your morning with a little warm water and a pinch of like Celtic sea salt. Eat cruciferous veggies like broccoli, cabbage, kale, and use garlic, turmeric, and cilantro in your cooking. Aim for 25 to 30 grams of fiber a day. That's going to help bind because you got to bind these toxins and eliminate them. Avoid plastic containers because artificial fragrances, unnecessary things that you're, like I was talking about, being exposed to on a daily basis, just cut those out because you don't really need them there. I actually test for that. I test for BPA and all the stuff, the glyphosate that builds up in the body. We can find out how much that is, you know, that you've stored up in adipose tissue. And move your body every day. Even just 20 minutes of walking helps your lymphatic system work better. And basically, to do a really short detox, just do a 7-day food-based detox. No gimmicks. Keep it simple. Just use healing foods. Cut out sugar. Cut out gluten. Cut out dairy, alcohol, and processed foods for 7 days. Focus on veggies, clean proteins like fish, legumes, healthy fats like olive oil, avocado. Use your X2O and try to have at least, if you can, one bowel movement a day at a minimum because you can't detox if you're not eliminating. And if you support your body just like that, simple, for 7 days, you're going to notice that your body, you're going to have better sleep, you're going to have clearer skin, you're going to have more energy, you're going to have less brain fog, and you're going to have fewer cravings. So your body is really smart. Right? It was designed to detox. It's trying to detox, but in today's world with all the chemicals, the stress, the processed food, and all the disruption, it needs your help. So just skip all the gimmicks. Don't just follow a trend and just support your detox pathways every day with food, hydration, movement, and rest. And when needed, you can do a short, smart, well-nourished reset. And if you need help putting anything together, and if you need a more specific detoxification program, I offer custom detox protocols and walk clients through this all the time. So you can visit us online at theoliveleaf.com or just, you know, message us back over here. And I think that's it. I just wanted to – I had to cram a lot of information in there, but I know that all of it's important. You just go back and listen, because if you can go back and listen, you'll get these little nuggets that you can start implementing in your daily life. So you're all detoxing every day, and that's the best way to live.
I think that was great information, Melissa, as always. And a reminder, everybody listening, and this is why we record this information, we did cover a lot of ground tonight, and if you want to re-review this, that's why that recording is going to be there to help you. But Melissa, thank you, as always, for sharing some wisdom with us on this topic. It is an important one because, sadly, lots of toxins in our world today. And it's not that they're unavoidable, but they're not completely avoidable at this point. So, yeah, we've got to be mindful about that and know that we can take those toxins in when we don't have a choice, but we can also eliminate them. So thanks for sharing that again.
That is so true, and that's the key. So you can do daily detox in your life, but when you want to set up for a really good detox, this is the most important part. If you do a actual detox that brings you through all three of those areas and doesn't leave you stuck in one. That's the main point I wanted to get across, that really detox needs to be done correctly. If it's incorrect, it could actually not be as healthy. So for those of you who want to actually get a good detoxification program together, then that's when you may need to consult with someone and not just follow like what's online, because you never know what you're going to get there.
Great point. That's for sure. Yep. And just because it's on the internet doesn't always mean it's 100% true. So,
I know about that.
Yeah. That's so true. Melissa, again, thanks for your time tonight. Thanks for your talent. I always appreciate it. And folks, thanks for listening in live tonight. Appreciate your time as well. Have a great rest of your week, and we look forward to having you on our next call, which, again, will be the first Thursday in July. So look forward to having you on then. Take care, everybody. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye, Jim.